Waving Malian flags, thousands gathered in Mali's capital, Bamako, to protest against the former colonial power, France. There was even a cardboard cutout of French President Emmanuel Macron, which was later set on fire. The crowd was celebrating the expulsion of the French ambassador. He was given 72 hours to leave after the French foreign minister described Mali's military leaders as illegitimate and out of control.
There are thousands and thousands and thousands of Malians today who say no to France. So what the European Union and France needs to do is respect the Malian authorities. They need to understand that the authorities in charge today are the only ones who can speak for our country.
The rally was called by prominent nationalist activist and member of the transitional authority, Adama Ben Diarra, who the European Union says helped overthrow Mali's government in August 2020. The demonstration happening on the same day he was sanctioned by the EU for his role in the coup. The measures include travel bans and asset freezes and target five people, including the transitional Prime Minister, Choguel Maiga, and members of interim President Assimi Goïta's inner circle.
President de la transition.
Relations with the EU have soured since Goïta put himself in charge and reneged on a promise to hold elections this month.
The European sanctions are a sign of ratcheting up the pressure, but simply follow what the Africans have done themselves. I think dialogue certainly is still an option, and that's the preferred course of action by both ECOWAS and the international community.
But Diarra described the sanctions as an honour, saying expelling the French ambassador is only the latest step in getting rid of Paris's influence.
It's an important step in the fight, but the victory must go all the way. The next step must be the departure of French forces, and then we will start the move towards economic and monetary sovereignty.
There are about 5,000 foreign troops in Mali, deployed to contain years of insecurity in the north. They include missions from France, the wider EU, and the United Nations.
We don't want any foreign troops in Mali. They've been here for 8 years now, and nothing has changed.
There were Russian flags in the crowd at Friday's rally. Russian mercenaries were welcomed by Mali's military leaders last year, and Diarra says he will rely on Moscow to ensure France is forced out for good. Alexia O'Brien, Al Jazeera.